So you're driving the horse. What do you have in your hand, Lorraine? You know, a lot of people say the lines, but they're a little of the rain.
Suppose you're riding the horse, what would you use then to guide him?
You use the rain to guide him. The horse that rain.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
The stirrup.
Okay, if you had two horses, the horse on the left is called...
Do they have to have a special word called?
So I think one, you know, they have a certain duty that we, you know, you said he's the...
One of them is the V-horse or whatever. One of them is the lead horse, you know. One of them, which always wants, the one with the lead horse, he can always pull the other horse when he wants him to go.
Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little
ways off.
Okay. If you had been traveling and had not finished your journey, you might have said that you had a
long way to go.
Yeah. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about.
Oh, you can find it anywhere.
Okay. Now, if he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
backwards.
Okay. Now, if he fell this way,
he fell forward.
Okay. Did you catch any fish, you might say, no.
Okay.
A student might say of a friend and teacher, why is she blaming me? I
ain't done nothing wrong.
Okay. Someone apologized for breaking your weight and you said, that's all right. I've been like it.
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating some and didn't give me none of that bad spine. When he grows up, you might say he'll leave his troubles
behind him.
Or is it another way you might put it, you know, like you might say,
leave it again. Leave it again.
All right. Maybe, you know, like a child is bald, we might call him bad. And, you know, when he grows up, we'll say that he'll have his troubles. You know, like you feel that he's going to have this, you might say he's
going to have it, but he won't have
it. What do we call trenches cut by a plow? If you had a good field, yield, you said we raised a big
crop this year.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared out all the swamp.
Okay. Now, the second cutting of clover or grass. What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
The F. This is it. Is it the shit? All the stuff that was left over.
Well, the fruit is tied up into a
bone.
All right. Can you think of another way you might use